Oh, waiting for Ann to jump in with us.
Doesn't he not recording? Yeah, there's no like thing about you.
Oh, there he is. Now he's here, ladies and gentlemen.
And hold
on. The zombie king in the building. Well, let's go ahead and get it started. Out of nowhere, question of the week goes to the zombie king. Here we have a big tournament coming up for the men's and the women's.
Yeah.
King of the Ring. Where, at what prestige level do you put that tournament? Is it a big tournament to win to have under your belt? Or is it not that big of a tournament to have under your belt? Career-wise.
I mean, any type of title in the E, so if it, even though it may be low tier at this point with the King of the Ring, it's still a title. It's still something that they gave to you. And then hopefully everything, you know, usually go on with a gimmick after that and they get a little limelight. Some people go on and some people, you know, go off. It's up to them. Like Xavier Woods, he had a good run with the King of the Ring when he had, like, when he did the dad gimmick. I mean, I think the best one was King Booker. I mean, he was the best
one.
Yeah. I think that's the best one. But, I mean, if we go back, that's how we got Austin 316. Was King of the Ring.
That's crazy when you think about it, right? Like, that King of the Ring moment really made, like, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Like, who would Stone Cold Steve Austin be without that King of the Ring tournament?
Yeah, without that promo and then the match with Jake the Snake and all that. I mean, that pretty much set his...
A blonde-headed man with blue eyes.
A blonde-headed... Isn't it crazy? I feel like the King of the Ring tournament has diminished in value over the years, right?
Definitely.
Notably over the last few years. The only one I can name off the top of my head that was a good one was King Booker, like you just said. Zelina was cool as Queen of the Ring. Queen Zelina was cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they never really capitalized on the success that had for her. The same thing with Xavier Woods. Like, we all know Xavier's the least accomplished member of the New Day. But it didn't really do anything for him singles wise.
I mean, he did go on with and kind of have like a mini feud with Roman. So he got that type of, you know, I mean, even though he was never gonna win it, but he still got that one on one feud with the champ from that point.
I feel, but it's like, I feel like the King of the Ring tournament should be that stepping stone for those guys that borderline mid-carders to take that next step into the 100%. Main event scene. You know what I mean?
Right.
100%.
Like, me personally, I'm 100% on board with Jay beating Ilja. One, because Ilja's going to be a star regardless, right? But Ilja's way too fresh to be going into the finals, especially facing Gunther for the first time on the main roster. There's a lot of people who haven't seen NXT UK and haven't seen the banger that those guys had in the past, and they need to build it up a little bit more. So when people finally see it, people want it. They're craving it. That's the one thing they really want to see on a card. So I'm all for Jey Uso catching a dub over Ilja at that point.
Sure. Yeah, well, 100%. We do got a lot of King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring tournament to talk about because we did have a lot of matches over the last two weeks because we've been away. But it sounds like you're saying King of the Ring is kind of a big tournament to have under your belt. It's kind of something nice to have. It's a good, I guess it's a good acknowledgement. We'll see. We'll see who wins it. Usually whoever wins it, something good usually happens for them. Hopefully a title will happen too. But let's go ahead and start our show.
Four sides of the ring, four sides of the ring. Everybody out here got an opinion, the ego should die in the ring. If the debate's getting heated, we heating, you know it's been fire in the ring. We them guys in the ring, leave with your pride in the sling. Four sides of the ring, four sides of the ring. haven't got an opinion, your ego shall die in the ring. If the debate's getting heated, we eating, you know it's profile in the ring. We them guys in the ring, leave with your pride in the sling. Four sides of the ring.
What is going on, Ringsiders? Your favorite faction is back. I know we've been away for 2 weeks. I'm Marcus Hernandez. I'm with Brandy Savage. I'm with the Zombie King. We're with Chano Hayes.
Yeah.
And we're sorry. We're sorry we've been away. But we've all been really busy. Personal things going on. Yeah, work.
I'm just, not going to hold
stuff
you.
Stuff in general.
I'm not going to hold you. Aside from work beating my ass, the Knicks have been playing games, guys. And I'm not going to hold you. I can't. My attention span with the Knicks playoff basketball and wrestling going on at the same time, they do not mesh well. Yeah. They don't mesh because the Knicks love to give me anxiety for 3.5 hours. So I can't
be honest with you. Channel fast enough, bro. That's what it is.
Because the game's been too close.
The go back button. Like,
they still got it, but the thing is, it's like, these games have been extremely close, except for the last two games. So, and it's been really annoying. It's really annoying. But
that's the part that sucks.
Still like fighting.
I'll be watching the game. I'm like, okay, the Knicks are up 6. Let me go ahead and see what's going on. Raw, come back. They're down 10. I'm like, what happened? What's going on?
Bro,
I can't
down 10. Bro, down 10. Down 2. Down 10 again. Tied game. Up 5. You know what I mean, bro? It's annoying. It's so tedious. But I was actually able to. It is, but actually, luckily, the wrestling basketball guys were on my side. Games, what was it? 3 and 4, 4 and 5 were at Sunday and Tuesday, so I was actually able to catch Raw this week and Dynamite.
That's very true. That's very true. Able to catch all of wrestling this week, which was a plus. It was a very, very.
It's a good week. It's a great week.
First and foremost, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Happy belated birthday to Mr. Marcus Hernandez, which was on Mother's Day.
Man.
Thank you. As well as Hugh. You the third out there. Happy belated birthday to Hugh.
A lot of birthdays.
It's been a long 2 weeks. But hey, we're here.
Before we go on, real quick.
Go ahead, what you got?
I have a quick question. You saying like, when Chance was saying he was watching basketball and like that, the excitement and the anxious. Like, so I have a question for the three of you. From watching sports and watching wrestling, do you get the same feeling? Like, do you get that same anxious feeling that you get from sports? Is it more? Is it less? Like, what's more exciting?
I feel like it really depends. Yeah, I feel like you gotta be in the arena and like to like feel, and it has to be like a pay per view. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, because like that moment you're talking about is like that moment where like not to cut ahead, but like Kofi Kingston's about to get the kickoff. You know what I mean? And then something happens, and you know he's not. But like, there's that slight bit of hope. I feel like that only like in the arena that hits different. But like, you know, in a playoff game at home for the Knicks, that's like, I'm still sweating. I'm going crazy.
I
feel like wrestling. Go ahead, Chance.
Go ahead. No, my fault. You go ahead, Mark.
I was going to say, I feel like wrestling does have those moments, not as much as sports because it's different in sports, right? We've been fans mm-hmm. for so long. I mean, we're all fans of wrestling, but I think in sports it's a little different because we physically live with the win and we physically live with the loss too, right? Like if your team is bad, you're like, ah, man. You know, if you like a wrestler who's just doing something bad right now, it's just writing. You know, bad creative, bad writing for that wrestler. But I feel like there's times where I don't think it has to be a pay-per-view. I think we always go back. One of the matches we always like to go back to is Bullet Club Gold versus FTR in that tag team match. You know, that was on television on a Saturday night. You know what I mean? And I know for a fact that made a lot of wrestling fans like that was a night for them because they saw such an incredible match. So I think wrestling has the moments, but it's not as regular as sports. I'm not going to say as regular sports because wrestling is a sport. It's not as regular as like you get it in the NBA, you get it in the NFL. You know what I mean? When somebody dunks on somebody, you're hyped. When somebody mosses somebody, you get hyped. You know what I mean? So I think it's just a little different. I could see 50,000 body slams You know what I mean? But if I see a really good match, that's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say this. The one thing I will say about wrestling, when it's a really good match, I'm really invested like it's an actual ball game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, which way can this go? But for the most part, when I'm watching wrestling, when anybody watches wrestling, if you've been watching wrestling for a while, you kind of have an idea where the match is going. You know what I mean? So if I know the winner of a match, I can't enjoy it as much as I would if I didn't know who was winning.
Right.
You know what I mean? So let's say we have, I'm trying to think of who, let's say we have Johnny Gargano versus Kenny Omega. Like, let's say I missed the match. But I already know that Kenny Omega, but after the match, I saw the thing and Kenny Omega won. I'm not able to go back to that match and watch it with the same umph because my pre-notion is going into the match is thinking that Kenny Omega is going to win. And then knowing Omega is going to win is kind of just, it doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean? I've tried, but it's like the whole, for me, wrestling is the fake, the two count, you know, the 2.9 kick out, the anxiety. You feel that, like when the wrestler's putting on a good show, it's like, oh my God, what do I got to do to put this guy away? You know what I mean? And they got.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
Big events, you know what I mean? Like where that's only reserved for like big events, as opposed to like playoffs. Because you only care about that in the playoffs when it comes to sports. A regular season game will give you that anxiety.
Yeah.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it's still different though, because I've missed a couple events. You know what I mean? And my brother would text me, be like, "Oh man, not sure if you know the results." And I would know the results because of social media. But he'll be like, "You got to watch this match. This match was good. You got to watch this match." And I would still go into it knowing I know who's winning. Obviously, like you said, we already get that taken away from us. But still, at the end of the day, I feel like if it's a 5-star match, it still draws you in because you're just like, damn, I know who's going to win, but like, how is he going to win this match?
Wow. Yeah. Right. Fact. Yeah, but to Marcus's point, to Marcus's whole point about it, like, that's the same thing as watching a Knicks game. You know the score. When you go watch the Knicks game, you're not going to have the same thrill. Well, you know what I mean? Because you know the outcome. If you don't know the outcome, that's why I say special events, because I feel like most regular events, you know what's going to happen. Most, like, regular
that's
nights.
That's a good point.
Right. Like, only coaches are trying to figure out how they lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
how did we get here? I'm trying to figure it out, too. Only play well at the Garden, apparently. You only play well at the Garden. We'll see what's up. But anyway, fellas, welcome back. All of us happy to be back, happy to be doing this. A lot of things have been happening. I do have the World Heavyweight Championship in my possession. Hugh, Brandon, I will send you guys a picture. I was really busy last week. I apologize. Stuff will be coming out about that. It's a beautiful belt, heavy. They didn't tell me how heavy it was going to be.
10 pounds of gold, bro.
It's called the big gold.
It's called the big gold for a reason, right? But it's a beautiful 10 belt.
10 pounds of gold.
Beautiful, beautiful belt. Yeah, thanks. Let's talk about some things wrestling. We had a big call up over the week. Not sure if you guys seen. I was pretty hyped for it. She deserves it. She's been doing a good job. She'll be going up against, a girl over there at Raw, who, I mean, I'm not sure if you can consider her the greatest of all time, but she's great. Nah, she might be the GOAT. Samantha Irvin's the GOAT, right? Yeah, without question.
I think she's earning that.
It's not about, This is not about Samantha Irvin. This is about our girl Alicia Taylor getting called up from NXT going to SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So congratulations, Alicia Taylor, getting that call up. You should be doing some big things, big things. I don't know who NXT got. Didn't check. Wasn't paying attention to. Was calling out the names. I don't even think they said who it was, to be honest. I was the guy. Damn. They did him like that.
They about to go on tour.
Nah, bro. They did my guy like that. He was doing a good job. All right, real talk. Yeah. Would you rather have just gotten fired? That's a demotion, right?
That's a demotion.
It's definitely a demotion, right? Okay.
As long as they're in Orlando or only have 30% less fans when they go on tour, it's a demotion.
That's fair. Mm. Okay, so what are you doing in that situation? True.
If that was the case, then yeah, that's not a demotion. But...
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If that's the case.
True. We lost Chano a little bit, but he'll be back. But no, I feel like it's definitely a demotion day. I didn't know that's what had happened. So damn. But hey, congratulations, Alicia Taylor. Take your job, get your money, do what you gotta do to get on the main roster, be on TV.
Make that money, yo.
Make that money. Make SmackDown your home. Make it as great as you're gonna. She's gonna do a great job. She's gonna do great things. I'm excited for her. Yep. Congratulations, Alicia Taylor. I want to talk about my guy AJ Styles for a little bit. I want to know what you guys are thinking because my man's taking L's. He's taking an L at Mania. No, not at Mania. Well, no. Yes.
No, he went over.
He took an L to Cody at the pay-per-view. Backlash. Now he's taking an L to Randy Orton. How many more L's is he going to take?
I mean, all things considered, you know he just won a whole tournament, right?
He's taking L's like LA Knight.
I mean, but it's not like, one, it's Cody, of course, and then two is Randy Orton. So it's not Randy like Orton. Low caliber. He's a high
I give you Cody because he's a champion, obviously. But come on, he could have went over on Randy. He's the King of the Ring. Randy Orton doesn't need King of the Ring. You know what I mean?
Man, like, it could be a gift. Maybe Randy wants it. He never had it.
I don't know, man.
We don't know who we should go to.
King of the RKO?
King Orton?
That sounds like a ring. Put that on the shirt.
King of Snakes? Nah, it should really... We're going to talk about King of the Ring, and I'll tell you some guys I think that should win it. But what do you think is the story for what you got? Okay. Well, so what do you think is the story for AJ Styles though? Like all these L's he's taken, how do we build up back to him? How do you make AJ Styles the phenomenal one once again?
I think AJ Styles at this point of his career is at that point where losing's not really a factor. Because he gives you a performance, higher performance, and all his matches is going to be rememberable. Like, okay, he lost, but that match was dope. Like, not that this matters, or maybe I shouldn't even bring it up, but, you know, they got a 5-star match, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like He's up there in his career, win, lose, tie, draw, he's over no matter what.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think he's like on the level of like right now, like good guy, bad guy, Shinsuke Nakamura, or like no matter what, you know, you want to keep that guy on your roster because when you need them, they're gonna put on a banger for you.
100%.
And like, you know what I mean? Cause I feel like the highest level AJ Styles can go at this point, I feel like, is just like the Randy Ortons and Kevin Owens. Where he's going to be competing at a main event level, but he's kind of a mid-carder.
Okay. We'll see.
No.
I think they have big plans for AJ. I don't think there's any titles in his future anytime soon. Not even a mid-card, to be honest. I think he's just going to just have good matches. Call it a day. Mm-hmm. Go home.
I mean, I feel like they should give him at least one more title run. Before he retires. At least one. Maybe the United States. I don't know. Something.
No. Maybe a tag team.
No.
Maybe a tag team. Yeah, a tag team.
He was never a tag team guy. Give him a singles. Don't let him retire or something. He wasn't. I don't say he never did, but I mean, how often do you see AJ Styles in a tag team?
Has he been a tag team champion WWE? I don't think so. Nah.
I think so. I think he did.
Oh, no, yeah, one time. Yeah. But do it again. Fuck
it. Why not? Do it again. Run it back.
I'll tell you what's a little disrespectful. SmackDown. And I didn't get it. I was watching Friday night and just enjoying it, chilling with my son. Commercial break. We get back from the commercial break. And my guy Angelo Dawkins just got the jobber entrance. Like, he's not part of, like, he's not one half of one of their best tag teams.
Jobber entrance.
Like what?
Yeah.
I feel like it's one of those things where, like, it's like, where, like, if you remember with the Bloodline a couple years ago, where, like, you didn't need to see a Usos entrance. You wanted to see the Bloodline's entrance. And they didn't have the Almighty. So they weren't like, we don't need this entrance. And that's disrespectful. I don't like that. Because I prefer the Street Profits entrance. But they don't even do the cups no more. So. Maybe that's why.
You know why they don't do the cups no more? They ran out of the budget for the Red Solo cups.
That was a lot of plastic, bro.
Same as her. Plastic.
How dare you, plastic cup boy?
I'm just saying.
Catering complained every time.
The jobber entrance is a little disrespectful. He needs a little bit more respect.
Damn, this might be a hot take, but what have they done lately?
The Street Profits? Be buried by Bobby Lashley. You buried by Bobby. That's exactly what they've been doing.
They're learning.
They tried the whole heel thing that went absolutely nowhere. I mean, they automatically became faces out of nowhere, and then went to feuds with random people out of nowhere, and you get jobber entrances.
Nah, I will say they went babyface out of nowhere. They weren't being booed. You know what I mean? They could have punched 15 babies and the crowd would have went bananas every single time they saw them. You know what I mean? Nothing that would, like, bro, they jumped the LWO and people were like, thank God somebody did it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But the thing is, you know what it was? They went heel but never changed. Yeah. They went heel but never changed their demeanor. Or they're like character.
They wore suits.
They got
caught up. But what is that? Yeah. Everyone wears fucking suits in the WWE. It's special. Cody Rhodes comes out in a 3-piece every freaking time, custom head to toe. What are you different? Like, it's nothing different. What is suit?
It pisses me off.
What is suit going to do?
Of the slow burn turn of heels of the Street Profits, and then it just was like, all right, well. They never did the full turn. So like, wait, we need a babyface for Cross and his boys.
They still cooking that pandemic, bro.
It's because they put the flame out before the fire started. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know what they did.
They were stuff in the ring, trying to be bad, and they were just mad confused by it. Like,
because they never changed their demeanor. Like, they still act the same. They still get the people hype. You know, you're still shaking the ropes and everything. If you're gonna become a heel, you gotta change. At least get, like, something. You can't act the same.
How do you make the Street Profits? How do you make the Street Profits heel though?
They've been heel before. It's not like they can't do it. I think I genuinely believe it's Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley does not work in a faction with the Street Profits. It might have worked with a Hurt Locker, but it's not working with Lashley.
I think if you add MVP, it would work.
Yes, because MVP is a natural heel. He can be a heel.
Bobby's a big heel
at one point. He won the title as a heel.
With MVP, though.
But when I see Bobby Lashley, I feel sick.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
He had a mouthpiece.
If something was popping off and Bobby Lashley was there, I'm safe. I'm like, okay, I am safe in this man's guardianship. If something happens and MVP is there, I'm like, fuck, I might be fucked. How am I getting myself out of this? How am I going to get my... Yeah. If I see the new bloodline, I'm like, damn. Yeah. How am I escaping this?
Let me tag in Bobby real quick.
Bobby!
Yo, Bobby!
Bobby!
I think the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley just the almighty Street Profits just need to call it quits.
1,000%
At this point, 1,000%
At this point, I think it's just been bad.
Listen, I will say yeah. Shout out to B-Fab though for finding a group to be part of. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That went nowhere though. I mean, it fits, but it's not really like.
I'd like to see her wrestle a little bit more though.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna hold you. I'm just glad she's getting TV time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, facts, 100%.
It's better than being back with catering. You know what I mean? Like, for the most part, she's doing something. What's the other kid's name? Adonis. I really haven't seen Adonis on TV like that.
True.
You know what I mean? So,
and you already know Top Dollar killing it everywhere else right now.
Dollar. Honestly, yeah, I will say all those cuts. I've
seen a lot.
All them cuts, they're balling.
Francis.
They're balling out of control. All them cuts. Yeah, balling out of control, man.
When he said, he said, because I'm the best AJ TNA has ever seen.
Whoa. Whoa, sir.
Mic drop.
Whoa, mic sir. Drop.
You think Styles showed him a text? He was like, yo, buddy, relax.
I think he asked Styles, hey, is it cool if I say I'm the greatest AJ?
You ain't gonna get mad at me, right, AJ?
You don't even work there no more, bro. Is it cool if I say that?
It's cool, right? It's okay.
You know, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is show a little bit more respect to my guy Angelo Dawkins. Don't give him no jobber entrance. Let us see that. We love the Street Proffer entrance. So.
I'm not gonna hold you. Give me Montez over Dawkins. Montez is a star. Dawkins got to prove it.
They're both stars. Montez.
He has more charisma, bro.
I'm an Angelo
and that's
guy.
Why
I think
it's hard for him to be a heel.
Dawkins is a star. Put the gold on Dawkins before you put it on Montez. They're both stars, 100%. You know what? That's why they're a tag team.
No, I think. Hear me out. I think Dawkins by himself would be a perfect heel only if he turns on Ford.
I think Ford needs to be the heel. I think the only way Dawkins get over is a babyface.
The thing is about Ford, he has too much charisma. And when you have too much charisma, it's hard for people not to, like, to hate you. Mm-hmm. Unless you do something really, like, dirty, like punt a kid or, I don't know.
You better launch some
powerbomb an old lady through a table. Something. You gotta do something.
What if Dawkins is hard to hate
someone who's that good.
What if Dawkins just hits Bobby Lashley? Hits Bobby Lashley with a pop-up powerbomb.
Hey, man. That'll be something.
I'm not going to hold you. Seeing Lashley these last couple months, I think Lashley should be in the point of his career where he's putting people over. Lashley hasn't showed me, excuse my language, shit lately. And I know he's still got it. And I know he can still move in the ring. But he's not really showing me nothing lately. He shows up on TV and I'm like, come on, man.
I feel like he's hurt.
If he's hurt, bro, if you're hurt, stay off TV, heal up, get better. You know what I mean? Rest up.
I will say this, though.
They get paid every pay regardless. They be all right.
Bro, you don't use it, you lose it. You don't use your TV time, you lose your TV time.
He's Bobby Lashley. He'll be fine.
The only person that I see Bobby Lashley putting over that's believable, that it doesn't really hurt Bobby Lashley, and it's going to do wonders for the person, is Bron Breakker.
Different rosters.
I know, but I'm saying that's the only person.
I can see him putting over Montez.
Come on, bro. Look at the size difference, bro. Like,
I seen Rey Mysterio when it's
almost Batista. Like, they were monsters. Like, you can't just put them in there with anyone.
Bro, I don't want to hear nothing about size difference when you're a Rey Mysterio fan. I seen this man beat 3 7-footers in a 3-on-1 handicap match. Size means nothing to me.
Hey, but
you know what I mean?
I've watched a great Kali murder his brain.
I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know but what
that's
I mean?
The thing. Rey Mysterio got redemption. Rey Mysterio, though. There's no giant killer other than Rey Mysterio.
That sounds biased. Fuck.
It's in the history book. It's in the history book. The giant killer.
Sounds like we gotta hit you with one of these.
Oh, Rey Mysterio. Brother, this guy stinks!
If it's can a you fact, say? It's a fact. Can you say biased?
We'll see.
You can't be biased when it's true, guys. Come on.
The Women's King of the Ring tournament has been cooking, guys. It's been cooking. We've had some great matchups coming up. We're at the semifinals, coming up to the finals. But we got Nia Jax, Jade Cargill, which is whew.
Yeah, man.
Can we chant me?
You definitely
I don't know we can do that.
That's a cancelable offense.
That's a cancel.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, see, it's people, it's fans like you, Chance, that don't let fans like me have fun.
No fun here.
Nah.
And that's the problem.
After what happened at AEW, nobody's having fun at any woman's expense. Nobody's having fun.
And then on the opposite side of that same brand, we got Tiffany Stratton versus Bianca Belair. Mm. Now,
two banger matches if they come out.
I hate it too
because I feel like we're getting Jade versus Bianca already, and I don't want that yet.
I think Nia Jax should go over on Jade.
I think Tiffany's gonna beat Bianca on some BS.
Mm-hmm. You think Nia Jax is getting a dub?
No. You think they're gonna let Jade lose already? Hell no.
100%. So you think Nia Jax? Yes.
This is so hard because this is terrible because Jade and Nia can be an absolute slugfest, but
yes.
do they give us a slugfest or do they give Jade the what's that shit called? I haven't watched wrestling in 2 weeks and I forgot my fucking thing.
Slobber knocker.
No. It could be a wash. You know what I mean? It could be a wash, a job. There we go. Fucking job. I don't want it to be a job. But do they trust Jade enough to actually go in there and put on a 15-minute banger? You know what I mean?
Do you trust Nia to keep Jade safe for a 15-minute banger?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's more on Nia leading Jade. Obviously, Jade ain't doing leading in that match. I don't think I can
trust Nia Jax. You can't trust Nia Jax. She has a whole year of great work. She's proven herself trustworthy.
I think she's a good leader. But then again, I think she's perfect because you ain't going to take no liberties on Nia Jax. I mean,
let's that's 1,000%.
It's going to be a banger. Something tells me Nia Jax is going to be the queen of the ring. And the only reason why I don't see chances, right? It's hard because you just can't kill Jade this fast. I know she's a tag team. I know she's a tag team champion, but you can't just have her take an L so quick.
But we're underestimating Nia Jax. It's not like she's losing to
Tiffany Stratton,
Kola Kai, anything like that. She's losing to Nia Jax. She's losing to the dominant woman on the roster right now. So it's not that bad of a loss.
And that's why I think it's an unfair matchup because Nia Jax has only been pinned by Rhea since being back. Rhea and she's only been pinned by Rhea. She lost to Becky in the last last woman standing match. You know what I mean? But other than that, Nia's been squeaky clean. She hasn't had many losses. She's only had two.
Good matches. The one she just had with Naomi, I consider that almost a banger.
It was a good match.
Yeah,
it's good matches.
But at the same time, the top, like, come on.
I will say this: it sucks because Nia is at the top of the division. I think Nia has been putting in the most work in the women's division, and and Jade, they're not going to kill Jade. You know what I mean? So it's like, and I don't see it as a kill because Nia is always at the tip top, but it's a rough matchup for a Friday Night SmackDown. If they would have flipped it and they would have given Jade. If they would have given Jade to Tiffany, and they would have given Bianca Nia Jax, I'd be a little more understanding. I'd be like, oh, okay, this is cool. This is doable.
Yeah, but then, okay, but then we can say the same thing for let's say Jade and why his name slipped
Tiffany
Bianca Belair, and then be like, oh, it's too soon for that.
It's but that's what I'm saying. It's way too soon. Somebody's losing, and it's not gonna be Jade. I think it's gonna be Bianca on some BS.
I think
it has to be. It has to be Bianca on some BS because Bianca can eat a loss and be fine. Jade can't eat a loss right now because we don't. It loses the allure what they build trying to build with Jade and Bianca. You know what I mean? When Jade and Bianca, just as the feud when that match comes on, when that match finally comes on, you want Jade undefeated.
They can let this tag team rock for a little bit and work that.
You
and then
you can.
If she lose to Nia, you can always rock that storyline down in the future. If she beats Nia, all right, there's no point for them to feud down the future. You beat her, one, you eliminate her from the Royal Rumble, and then you just beat her clean for the tournament. There's really no point to have a storyline or a feud with her.
There
but
is
if Nia Jax beat you in the tournament and then you're still running your face, now you have a whole feud later down the thing to go.
Because you could say she had like some type of rookie luck. The hardest thing about this at the same time is just like neither one, Bianca or Jade, is a cheerleader in a sense. So it's just going to be weird seeing the other one be on the sideline cheering for their tag team partner because I don't want that. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not something that
Bianca
I want to see.
Do it, but like
it's not. It's not. It's not what you want to see. Though
I'll say that it's a very weird quarterfinals for queen of the ring.
When you look at it, like I always feel like they tell you everything beforehand, and I feel like giving Bianca the first overall pick, giving Jade a tag team championship, and just drafting Nia tells you Nia's gonna win this because everybody else right now is propelled except for Nia. So that's why I feel like Nia is going to win.
I like that. I like Quinn Nia. That's who you think wins it all?
I think so.
I think
if Nia doesn't win the Queen of the Ring, she's going to dethrone Bayley sometime soon.
Okay. 100%. I can definitely see that too.
I like that. You think she wins like a money in the bank? The woman's money in the bank?
I can also see her doing the Queen and getting the title.
I just changed my mind. I'm not going to lie.
I have Nia beating Bayley for the world title. It makes the most sense because you have a women's division full of baby faces, minus like Tiffany and Nia. You know what I mean? Everybody else pretty is kind of like lovable. It's kind of like lovable baby faces.
Well, you have Damage. Well, no, I don't know.
Damage Control's on Raw.
They're on Raw now. Yeah,
they're on Raw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
you're gonna have Chelsea Green win the strap. I would love that. Oh my God! Have Chelsea beat Bayley clean.
We'll see. On the opposite side, on the Raw side, we got Io Sky, Shayna Baszler, and Lyra Valkyrie versus Zoe Starks.
I'm not gonna hold you. This was the best match that I've ever seen Shayna Baszler have since I restarted watching wrestling, along with Io Sky. Yeah. That match was really good. I have very low expectations for Io because I haven't seen Io have a really good match. Like, you like the WrestleMania match, right? To me, I wasn't really that crazy about Io's match. But this match against Shayna was everything I could ever ask for from both parties. It was a really good match.
I feel like...
Continue.
I was just going to say, I feel like when Damage Control, and I'm calling them all out, I feel like when they're in the ring with somebody who actually like worked the indies a little bit, who knows how they work, their matches are fantastic. But then when they get like an in-house guy... matches is like dull, super dull.
I can see that. I can 100% see that because especially Io Sky, I mean, working in Japan and what they do. I mean, everywhere see Stardom and all that over there. Like, they go hard, bro. Like,
they do.
No holding back. Like, even like I watch it sometimes and I go, damn, like, fuck, like, ease up. But so. I think you're 100% around that. So when they get someone that knows that style and is not afraid to go at that pace, that type of, I guess you can say, strong style, I think that brings out the best of them. Like, you have, like, they're good, but you have to bring it out. But yeah, I feel like they're kind of, I don't want to say lazy, but they kind of got used to working that WWE entertainment wrestling. It's like a different style.
Okay. Well,
you know what's crazy? I feel like the why is SmackDown semifinal going to be better than the entire final?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts.
Like, why would they do that?
That's facts.
If you look at the final round for like the semi and the final round for Raw, it's duty.
It's Io Sky or Shayna Baszler versus Lara or Zoe Starks. Like, the only names that come out of that should be Io or Lara, in my opinion.
That's what I was about to say. We argued about SmackDown. Like, who wins Raw?
It's the crazy.
Naya is winning it all.
I feel like Io put on a great match against every one of them on the SmackDown side.
I will say it. I have no faith in Zoe Starks. I've given her a full year. Zoe Starks is very stiff when she faces somebody for the first time or second time. I didn't like that match. They gave him time to cook too. I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah.
And I think the common denominator is Zoe Starks. I'm just not crazy about her matches.
Before we move on, who do you got to win it all? Zombie King.
I want Nia Jax, Queen of the Ring, Queen Nia.
Chana?
It's so hard because the SmackDown side is so stacked. I want all of them to win.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I can see them giving it to Jade, so I'm going to go Jade. I can't see Jade losing.
Brandy?
Yeah, I changed my answer mid-answer like last couple minutes ago. I'm going to go with Bianca just because I want to see what the hell she makes with her, like with all the outfits and the crown. I want to see how she kills that.
I'm gonna go Queen Nia too. I like that Queen Nia Jax. You guys said she's been having a phenomenal year, and she has. She's been just doing what she needed to do to make everybody look great, and I think they need to reward her with something for all the great work she's been doing. And I think Queen of the Ring is a great fit for her. So. Yeah. I hope she gets to dominate that. And I hope that her and Jade Cargill have a great match. And me. No, I'm just
joking. Tomorrow morning, Mark is going to be putting an apology video out on X and Instagram. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm just joking. I just kidding around.
I'm going to be as or four sides of the ring. And I'd like to formally apologize.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Hit Rams had to take over for a couple of months.
I'm gonna go find myself.
Yeah. Hey fellas, have y'all ever had a friend that, like, no matter what you do to them, no matter what you say, they're still your friend? You know what I mean? Like, they could just be in your face and they're just like, "You suck. You're never gonna be good at anything in life. You need to be better. And you're sad. And you need to do push-ups."
It sounds like my group chat. I mean, like,
if they're wrong, then no, you can't be mad at them. But if they're wrong.
Oh man, because Otis is a great friend, man. He's a great friend. My dude is getting yelled at and yelled at. No matter what he does, it's wrong. So
yo, I love that match though. He was like, "Don't you go out there and don't you go do the worm." He was like, "Okay," and then like drawing Otis started twitching. So let's go. Bro, pop for the worm, bro. I love it.
But do you think you get a quality, I don't want to say feud, but do you think we get a quality match out of that?
Oh yeah, Otis. That was going to be my question. Like, when do you think Otis finally says, "All right, enough is enough. You're not about to talk to me like this."
By the next pay-per-view,
after this title match.
You think Raw gets crazy and like Chad Gable slaps Maxine Dupri?
Yes, I hope so. Nah, that's crazy. Nah, but you didn't even hesitate, bro. I really think what will happen is Chad Gable will eventually win the gold, and then he starts acting even crazier to these dudes, and then they just turn on him, and then we might get that title shot.
What if he wins gold, goes crazy, shaves his head bald, starts telling everybody he won with a broken freaking neck?
I like your thing. What if he's about to smack Maxine Dupri and Otis just catches his hand and that's when he snaps?
Saves his lady.
Wear him on his ass.
Hey, I'll tell you what though. I think Otis Chad Gable will cook though.
I was just going to say, I'll be hyped for that match. But I think Otis, with the right person, and you let him, if you let him cook, I mean, you can tell by his size, he loves to cook. And you let him cook in that ring, I feel like, I think Chad would be a perfect opponent. I feel like you can get a really good match out of that too, those two.
It's rough because after his feud with Gable, what's next for Otis? You know what I mean? Obviously, you can see good things for Gable on the horizon. I like Otis. I like Otis a lot, but they seem to put Otis in all these chick magnet roles. You know what I mean? He did the same thing earlier with Mandy Rose. And now he's doing with Maxine. And I feel like Otis and Maxine can work really well together as a duo. You know what I mean? Maxine's doing her thing in the women's division. But I'm not going to hold you. Tozawa, outside of his comic relief in Alpha Academy, he's not really doing nothing. He's just training the guys in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We
all know he can go. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like,
that man can move.
Do you ever see Otis going for like a Intercontinental or US?
That's the beauty of the mid-card. When you're a mid-carder, you can go for all that shit. It don't matter.
And he's such a big baby face, too. I would say he's one of the biggest baby faces that
they got. People love Otis, man.
Bro, I've loved Otis since I started rewatching wrestling, and he was wearing Body by a Steak and shit, and I was like, yo, who is this guy? He was just like, they would knock over his food, and he's like, we're fighting tonight. And I'm like, I get it, bro.
Did you not see his NXT run? Like, when he was Heavy Machinery?
And yeah, with his other tag team.
Bro, they were just literally told Otis he was going to be a solo wrestler and just fired his partner. Yeah, they don't need you.
That's like the whole thing about it. Like, that's why I think we're going to get a Chad Gable feud just to pay him back for that. Because they just split them in a draft and they were beefing and that was it. It just ended that beef.
Yeah.
True. Well, we'll see. Otis. Hopefully Maxine Dupri doesn't get her ass beat because nobody wants to see that.
Nobody.
That'd be wild. Yeah.
No, WWE.
Nobody
to keep back in your mind. The PG era is over, y'all.
And I like,
remember that.
And I like to apologize again.
And I would like to apologize.
And then again. I apologized. like
Miles Morales. I don't know. It might not be too far off.
We'll see what happens. Other crazy things. You know, Liv Morgan. She finally gonna get the title from Becky Lynch? Are we tired of seeing this?
This needs to happen. But it's not gonna happen this pay-per-view.
I feel like Becky has the same, like, she's Batman and she has all the same villains.
I'm not gonna hold you. Did you see her punch Liv? She just stiff punch Liv. It was mad funny. And Liv just sat down. Just ate it. She was like,
That was like a Three Stooges.
For real, because she punched Dominic way harder.
Way harder.
Way harder. If I was Dom right now, I'd be like, yo.
Why are you touching my other girl?
Yeah,
why are you touching my other girl? Mommy's not going to like that.
Mommy parts.
It was like it was so bad.
Did you see that they released Liv Morgan's police video? Her style?
Yeah, that was foul.
Weird.
Bro.
It was super weird.
The whole part about like that was man, I don't even
the diary.
Weird. Yeah, bro, that was so cringe.
I knew
it. And then the guy acted like a huge fan after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I know exactly who this is.
Yeah. Fucking cornboy, shut up.
You didn't know? He's like, oh well, welcome to Suffolk County. What a
right, yeah. freaking weirdo. Down bad pick of the week. The whole police department.
Facts. I'm never going to that county now.
No, but for real though, I swear every time Becky gets a title, she's just in the same feud with all the same people she's been in a feud with. Dude. It's just like at this point, I want to see somebody new. Give me somebody new.
Who do you want to face? She's fought everybody.
Not Raquel.
She has fought everyone.
I don't want to see that match.
Not Raquel.
Who's gonna be the heel? Raquel.
Io Sky?
Look at my evil back muscles. Oh no, Raquel, put them away.
Yeah.
Not the evil back muscles. Ah!
And it's not even like.
I'm trying to haze, and I would like to formally apologize. We'll see, man. Hey, you'll see. Chano, your boy though is coming back on television. We do this every. I feel like we do this every time. It's like a 6 month process. We bring his name up. Kieran Cross is crossing paths with Kofi Kingston.
Bro, honest, I'm not gonna hold you. Next round of cuts, Cross is on that list. I love Cross.
He's on that list, bro.
He's on that list, bro.
But before that, I'm sorry. He gonna get Kofi to turn on New Day, bro.
Nah. I feel like when Kofi turns, Big E's coming back. That's the only way Kofi will turn. Big E come back, but like, listen, you love your booty-os. And Kofi be like, damn, you're right.
I do love my booty-os. That's the first thing I said when that exchange happened. That's the first thing I said, bro. I was like, oh, Big E's coming back. It's lit.
But I will say this. Karrion Kross, I got no more hope in the boy. He's a New Yorker. He's Puerto Rican. So I naturally have to root for him. You know what I mean? I have no choice. I literally, my hands is crossed. I have no choice, guys. Mm. But I just don't see it. I no longer see the vision.
Not with the mustache.
No. TikTok.
That mustache needs to go.
The whole gimmick needs to go.
The hair needs to go.
I think all facial hair and hair needs to go. He was the best. He was best when he was bald headed.
I just don't like the gimmick.
What is the gimmick at this point?
When he faces you, he takes something away from you, even though he loses. That's the gimmick. I don't understand.
Gonna ignore that. We're just gonna ignore how the babe just gave an electric chair to King Booker.
It happened twice already. Yeah, I'm gonna ignore it. I can't avoid it at this point.
I'd have just logged off. So,
I wanted to.
Brandi Savage has less to share. No, I'm just joking. Wait, fellas, let's switch it up. Let's talk about this men's King of the Ring. I like these matches a little bit better. I feel like they're a little bit more evened out. You have LA Knight going against another version of the Bloodline or somebody else. You can't say that. Say that about him.
Hit me.
I can't. I'm not going to do it to you. All right. LA Knight, Tama Tonga. You got Randy Orton, Carmelo Hayes. Could Carmelo Hayes pull an upset? Is it an upset if Carmelo Hayes wins?
1,000%.
100%.
That's crazy. That's a million. It's an NXT champion.
Dude. Against Randy Orton? Randy Keith Orton?
I'm not going to try to argue this.
It's Randy Orton going up against a springboarder. The difference
in that ring against Carmelo.
It's going to be a great match, though.
You keep forgetting how big Randy Orton is. Like, bro, the size difference.
Oh, we're talking about size again? Oh my god.
I'm just saying, like, it's not even gonna look right. He doesn't look like he's in there with a kid.
If we're speaking about size.
The only person that works with it is Rey Mysterio, bro. Other than
it's like when you pick up Randy's big ass leg and you like the same size as the leg, it just doesn't make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Another match, another talk about size. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. Another apology.
Who do you have right here? Randy Orton or Carmella, though? For real.
Randy Orton.
Tama and LA Knight?
Unless Melo cheats. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want to say Tama Tonga.
I truly believe this is going to be a Tama Tonga, Randy Orton. So Randy Orton give him an RKO after years of using the cutter. Like, oh, here? Yeah. You want to come here after using my cutter?
Hey. This is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
On unrelated note, Anthony Edwards is down.
Oh, man. Like, knee-wise?
Did he take a cutter by Randy Orton or something?
Probably. Nah, he's down.
Well, then he hasn't gotten up. I hope he's all good. We have LA Knight, Tama Tonga, right? That should be a banger. You don't see LA Knight pulling this one off?
Hell no.
100%. He's so over, he might.
Nah, he's not. No. The bloodline's going to help
win this match. Ooh. Jey Uso, Tama Tonga, King of the Ring. Get Jey back involved in the bloodline shenanigans.
100%. No. That is exactly what they're going to do.
I just hope so.
But I can't see Jey beating Gunthongs
LA Knight. 10 times.
What happened?
I could... Yeah, I can't see Jey beating Good 3 either. I can't see Jey beating Ilja.
But he did.
I can't see Jey beating Ilja. It's not happening.
He did beat Ilya.
He did beat him already.
Oh, it's on Monday. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
My man was like, I can't see it. Sorry. What do you mean you can't see it? I saw it.
That's why everyone was bitching. They was like, ooh.
It's Gunther and Jey Uso.
You're going to bring him to the second day, go over on him.
The final should be Gunther versus Randy Orton.
Nah, that's disgusting. Nah. I mean, that's fine, though, but that's gross.
It's a good match. King Gunther. But I think story-wise...
We can't mix Gunther with the Bloodline. That's too many people. How many more Avengers is it going to take to destroy the Bloodline?
No, it's not. It's going to be Jay and Tama Tonga and continue the story, and hopefully this is...
No, Jay can't beat Gunther. Jay can't beat Gunther.
I'm going to be 100%
honest. Jay could beat Gunther, because technically Jay beat Gunther before Jimmy intervened. Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to be technical. They've shown.
If we're going to be technical about it, if you look that matchup, who has a dub?
But listen, wins we can say. Buddy. Listen, a win's a win. I get it. But at the end of the day, like, Jay had that match wrapped up, you know what I mean, before Jimmy intervened. So technically, they could give it to Jay and then do give something else to Gunther. But why would you take Gunther away from Saudi? Jay's the most overman in the company right now. He is the Yeet Master. Wrestling internet people would hate the Yeet, but they're such a small fraction of the actual wrestling community because people lose their absolute minds for the Yeet.
100%.
That's facts.
This comes to the point that Jay doesn't even say Yeet no more. He says it one time, and the people, after everything he says, it's like the new what chant. They woke up this morning, Yeet, at breakfast, but Yeet,
I got something out of to orange say juice, about the Bloodline. It might not be a hot take. I think you should have Jay and Jay Tama Tonga, let them freaking mess that story in, so they can have something happen at SummerSlam, and that kind of be the end of the Bloodline, because I'm kind of over the Bloodline.
Over the Bloodline? Roman's not even back yet. You can't tie this up yet, bro. It's got another 3 years.
I'm just getting started. We only in the third inning, boy.
Bro, it's not. You think it's ending SummerSlam? You gotta understand, a part of the Bloodline story is Roman versus Rock, and that's a WrestleMania match. You know what I mean? So we're a year out from that match. So we still have the Bloodline, another Bloodline Civil War, with
two,
a new
two
Bloodline.
2 years out.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The Bloodline story is longer than Roman Reigns' championship reign.
I would hope so, because they both actually it's about the same length now because Roman didn't start like 2-3 months in.
It's because the story is not the Bloodline is not Roman Reigns. It's bigger than
Bloodline
him.
Bloodline is all of them. It's all of them. Jimmy and Jay. Nah. It's Jimmy, Jay, Roman.
Preach.
It's all of them.
As long as
Jimmy and Jay are showing their faces on TV, the Bloodline will still be a thing. As long as Solo's showing his face on TV, the Bloodline will still continue to be a thing.
Oh, that's
We don't need Roman to continue this story. As a matter of fact, if you ask me, it makes it more interesting without Roman being in the Bloodline right now.
I think Solo trying to act like the leader or the tribal chief is not doing it for me.
Yeah, Solo is doing it, bro.
As any right hand man should, when the main guy is taken away or taken out, the next guy to step up is him. He has to act like the boss. If he's not acting like the boss, somebody else is going to act like the boss. Fall in line.
I'm just saying that the new character and the way he's acting and everything is just not.
No,
it's fire.
It's amazing because you know when Roman comes back, there's going to be some shit.
I like it because it's chaos. It's not organized. With Roman, it was organized. Solo, it's chaos. There's no thinking about anything. We're just gonna do.
Bro,
Roman,
he already said
Roman
it.
Did it. Roman was playing chess. Roman messed with your mind. He thought about the process, right? Solo's not thinking about anything. He's gonna punch you in your face. He's gonna beat you up and take what's his.
No, I got that. I'm just talking about this.
Bro, I'm telling you right now,
not doing it for me.
You're wilding. Paul Heyman being held captive. Because Paul Heyman is a hostage, you know what I mean?
That shit is hilarious.
And that's the best part of the story. Paul Heyman just like, oh my god, call Roman Reigns, and he's taking the phone, snatching it from him. It's great.
All I'm saying is, go ahead.
Backlash. Muffin, let me get this change. Bro, a backlash when they're running around with the Tongas and Solo, and Paul Heyman is looking so somber and sad to Jey Uso. He's like, damn, I had something good and I fucked it up. You know what I mean? Like,
but like, bro, you Paul know Heyman, you have until it's gone.
Bro, it's you're saying great. It's all time yeah, great. I mean, one, bro.
You're saying you're getting tired of it. We were talking about King of the Ring and we drifted off for 5 minutes about the Bloodline.
Bloodline, you know what I
mean? So, just saying.
Because you guys love
with
it.
With that being said,
passionate about it.
With that being said, who do you think is winning this King of the Ring tournament for the men's?
Jey Uso. King Uso.
That's a unanimous decision right there.
Is he going to give Uso King of the Ring or the World Heavyweight Championship? One or the other.
King of the Ring is easier.
It's just adding to his Hall of Fame career. So,
because right now, both champions right now, it's too soon to take the title from. Definitely way too fucking soon for Cody. And out of respect for Damian, too soon. Like, let him rock two more pay-per-views, I think.
Nah, Damian's losing in the next pay-per-view or two.
I hope not.
Nah, he is. Money in the Bank win is never hold their belt for long. And the World Heavyweight Championship is notoriously made for short title reigns in history. The fact that Seth Rollins has the longest World Heavyweight Championship title reign in World Heavyweight Championship history at under a year is ridiculous, bro. 300 days. If you look at it, bro, if you look at the title reign history, it's like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, above 20, 15, 30, 90, 30. Bro, it's notoriously short, bro. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Even when Cena held it. Cena held it for less than 100 days. Both times. Not me.
I'm about to hold it forever. Life.
I said for life.
Life.
I mean, I hope so. Well, it's in your crib. You're not defending it.
If you are true about that, here's the setup that I think is going to happen if Chance is true. It's going to be Damien. Then it's going to go to Drew. Then it's going to go to Punk. And then we're going to go to Seth Rollins.
No.
100%. No. Because there's nothing else. What else you have?
Talk about the World Heavyweight Championship?
The only feud that he has right now that's going to be entertaining and worth feuding with is CM Punk. And once CM Punk wins it, the only feud that's going to be entertaining and worth watching is going to be Seth Rollins.
Drew McIntyre is on a 6-month promo battle with CM Punk until they both get healthy to wrestle in the ring. I'm telling you right now, Drew McIntyre ain't holding no titles anytime soon. CM Punk ain't holding no titles anytime soon.
Who's Damian Priest dropping the title to?
Finn Balor,
the Ring General.
He might drop it to Finn. I'm not gonna hold you.
What are you talking about? Why is Gunther's name not coming out of your mouth?
Because Gunther hasn't been in the title run.
He just dropped the title.
Honestly, bro, I'm not gonna hold you. I don't see Gunther winning it no time soon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't see Gunther winning for 6 months. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't see it, but I see it soon. Not right now. For him to drop at Mania and win before SummerSlam is crazy.
I see it when Seth wins that title back. That's when I see it.
Nah, I don't think it's that far. I generally don't think it's that far.
I think it's who Seth puts in the dirt with the curse.
Yeah, our guy Tano, he said it's the new era. Triple H isn't going to have Priest have a quick reign. 6 months. He gives Damian Priest 6 months with the title. I like six months, and then you give it to Gunther.
What 6 months?
At Berlin.
What 6 months?
You can listen.
November.
Yeah, that's past. That's like
Survivor Series.
It's somewhere around there.
Speaking of call-ups,
what about Javon Evans? My man's has been cooking. Me and Brandy's been watching. He's been balling. We've been saying he's bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncy.
Too soon though.
Too soon
for a call-up. I think he needs to win a strap.
Not to main roster. I meant like a call-up to at like weekly television on NXT.
Oh, soon. 1,000%.
I feel like he
can. There's a lot of airspace on NXT that's missing. You know what I mean? So
I can honestly see him and Wesley cooking together.
100%. Even that tag.
I feel like with like everything that's going on with Javon Evans, he's always tied in somehow to excuse me, bless you. To the main story. With like right now, he's messing with Metaphor, and they're having Trick Williams get involved. And even before that, he versed Ela right before he left. So I feel like they're like putting. I feel like he's right there already.
That's true. I just wanted to throw Javon out there. I think he's doing a fantastic job. Man, man's killing it. He's North Carolinian relative out of the borough. You already know what's Firestar Pro Wrestling. Shouts out to them because they've been putting a lot of wrestlers on the map. So
the borough? What's the borough? You talking about Greensboro?
Or like Greensboro.
Yes, sir. Greensboro.
Greensboro. Yeah. Where my dog's from. A lot of people forget, like, being the high flyer and doing all that. Like, a lot of people shoot. Like, it should be like a rainbow so everyone can see it. You know what I mean? You should come up high and everything. Like, the way he springboards and everything, other than, like, ricochet and everything, it's so high. And it's like the airtime he gets, it's like, damn, bro.
Do you think
Spider-Man in your past life?
This is a crazy idea, but do you think NXT should have a Prince and Princess of the Ring tournament where the winner automatically gets an entry to the King or the Queen of
that
the Ring tournament?
No,
because they would job so quick.
No, I don't know.
What? No, really? I think that's a good idea.
No, the Prince and Princess of the Ring.
Bro, Ariana Grace, Princess of the Ring. I love it.
That's ridiculous. My name is Marcus
Princess
Hernandez.
Princess of the Ring, Ariana Grace.
My name is Marcus Hernandez, and I like to publicly apologize.
Again.
Again.
I'm just saying that cooks.
Bro, they already got the breakup tournament. That's fire as it is. You know what I mean?
That's true.
We didn't need a prince. That's crazy. To get smacked in the first round? That'd be ridiculous. All that hard work to get smacked.
Hey, man. You're in the big league.
In the big leagues, kid.
Bro, you fought your heart out, had 20 minute bangers like, against the best in NXT.
But I'll set it up right. I'll be like, my first prince of the ring would be like Baron Corbin or somebody like that. So when they lose first round,
he's already on SmackDown.
I'll call him back down to NXT, make him win.
Just to win it? The only way that works... The only way that works is you have them face Dom in the first round.
Is that not what,
50-50 match.
Is that not what they just did with his career right now? Called him back down, tagged him with Baron, won him the NXT tag team championships.
But I'm not going to hold you. Baron looked really good in his first round matchup.
I know. You're absolutely right.
He looked really good. You could tell that time off really helped him.
Yeah.
That time off really helped him.
Give me the wolf dog, damn it. Give me the fucking wolf dog. Give me the wolf dogs. Be the hottest tag team going on, I'm telling you.
Well, I'll tell you who's not the hottest tag team going on right now is every tag team that's been in the ring with the OC in the last couple of weeks, and it's been pissing me off.
Damn.
Because these guys are having bad matches and it's not their fault.
On
tell
NXT?
Me how you feel.
Yes.
Are they still down there?
Yes.
Is it their fault? Is it?
No, it's is not. It it's not their fault. They're trying, man. They're trying. These guys are too green. They're not ready.
Well, when
not,
the
they're not ready. The OC is not the right tag team.
You're on TV already. You can't say you're not ready when you're ready on TV. Get ready or lose your spot.
They're not ready. And in the future of the tag team division for NXT, I'm not hyped for. Because it's just... I just don't know where. I just don't know. I don't know. I just feel so bad for the OC because they're trying. They got called down there and they're trying to, you know... put up the next generation of tag teams and they can't do it. And it's just so sad because you want tag team wrestling to be so great. I could cry about it. Nah, I can't, but...
If you would have busted out a tear, you would have sold it. I would be like, oh my God, this man loves tag team wrestling.
Can somebody get Shawn Michaels on the phone, please?
Well, you don't want to see OC versus Out the Mud?
Hey, but... Shawn Michaels, you've been listening to me.
Oh.
And thank you. I'm not sure if you've been listening to me or it's just like you get away with it because of his heritage. But we have a new Heritage Cup champion, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That
guy, Tony D.
Tony D.
Honestly, D-Angelo. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a slap in the face. 100%. 100%. It's not cool.
What that shit even mean?
It's
what bro, does it even mean?
What does it mean, dude?
It's my the man Harry was just, Potter cup.
My man was just in a match for your world title at the biggest stage of them all.
Biggest stage? What are we talking about?
And deliver?
No, I'm not talking about Dragunov and he fought Dragunov what at
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver, right. Right.
Tino says, I agree, Marcus. Best tag team down there is out the mud. Jesus Christ. My man is delusional.
I've been saying
since
they came out.
Out
the mud, bro.
That's facts.
I agree.
You literally put this man stand and deliver your WrestleMania pay-per-view. You let him lose for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. If Ilya was getting called up anyway, that's fine. Okay, we get it because
we
wanted Trick Williams to win the title. Understand? Did we? Not Martin. Not Martin. That's what I'm saying. Not me Martin
either. I would have rather Tony.
Then you give him the Heritage Cup, dude. This is like when your supervisor quits and you work your ass off, you're about to get the job, and then your manager comes and says, hey, this guy is starting with you today, and he's going to be your new supervisor, so train him.
You're having a pizza party.
I will say this, right? You got to give Tony D something. Obafemi is that
And that's
guy,
our
right?
time, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get up out of here.
Yeah. That's my dryer. My dryer's a noisy bitch. No, but that's the thing. You got to give Tony D something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to give him something. You can't dethrone Oba because Oba's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't dethrone Trick because he's the most over man in NXT right now.
Yeah,
100%.
You just have him just running the family without any type of accolades. He needs something.
Bring back the Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh my God! Honestly, yeah, go ahead. That's actually
no damn
bad.
Cruiserweight.
Drop the Heritage Cup. Bring back the Cruiserweight Championship.
Bro, they had Buddy Matthews wrestling the cruiserweights, and my man was at least 225 solid, bro.
No, he literally went down 150.
Good point.
He went down 150.
He was literally like 204 point whatever it was before you were over being a cruiserweight.
It was
a whole gimmick he did. It was funny.
He was the biggest cruiserweight.
Dude, I'm not gonna hold you. My man's was jacked. I saw him. He was jacked. He was. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, you could say the same thing for like when Pac was wrestling in 205 Live. You know, like he was super ripped for no reason. It's like, come on, dude.
Pac is still super ripped now.
That's crazy. Super cut. He's cut.
His height. Let's forget him. This is height.
Right. But you know what? Congratulations, Tony D. At least you're a champion. William Regal's son did his thing for a little bit. Now you have the pleasure of carrying this trophy around, and I guess it works for you because you're Italian.
Drink some wine out of it.
You say it like that. Man. Here comes another apology.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Hey, my name is Marcus Hernandez, and I'd like to apologize once again.
You're right. I'm just saying. You know how I feel about the
apology
Heritage
number
I just don't,
five for tonight.
Why can't it be the Heritage title?
Because it's the Harry Potter Cup. That's why.
Harry Potter Cup, yeah. I mean, hey.
I'm China and I'm the Zombie King, and I formally apologize.
For the Harry Potter Cup? Jesus
Harry
Christ.
Potter,
you can't say,
love the
you
Harry
can't say
Potter
Harry
Potter Cup, bro.
You can't say Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is over, bro. Brother, Harry Potter is over, brother.
What year is this? 2045?
Whatever the fuck they say.
Abracadabra, my name is Anthony Hernandez.
What's your last name? New person, bro.
My name is Zombie King, and I like to formally apologize.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry for casting.
Listen, if that's not
on the podcast,
if that's not the name of the episode, I don't know what it is. I like to formally apologize.
I like to formally apologize. Yeah, we'll see. I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
The headline.
Hey, wasn't that was pretty cool? John Moxley and Brian Daniels. They didn't come out as a tag team. It was weird. Then John was getting his ass beat, and then Brian Danielson came out, and then his entrance music played for like an extra 3 minutes. It was the craziest thing.
Why they were beating ass? I was so confused.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, they're getting crazy.
The crowd was into it and everything, bro. It was just it always happens with Jon Moxley. It was like that one time he came out and that band was singing his entrance music for like the entire match. Just the craziest thing. Like half the match, all you heard was, wow, dang. You make my heart sing. These guys are having a match. Wow, dang. Just like, why did nobody tell this band to leave the stage?
I'm not going to happen. I've never hated a theme song as much as I hate Jon Moxley, I swear to God.
I always think of that one movie every time I hear it.
Bro, you know what it is? I don't even listen to the song. Like when he comes out, I'm just like, oh, I forgot that's his entrance music. Like
bro, I can't believe like he made it work as an entrance. You know what I mean? It's just the wildest thing ever to me.
Hey, it's what he likes, you know what I mean? I'll tell you what's the wildest thing to me. How people sleep on Kyle Fletcher and Jeff Cobb. First of all, Jeff Cobb should be on the roster because Jeff Cobb's phenomenal. But
I don't know who that man was until yesterday.
Oh, God. Really? He's part of their faction. It's Kyle Fletcher. Yeah. You know, Ozzy Open.
You know what? I missed 2 weeks of AEW, so that's fair. I don't know.
No. He's not an AEW wrestler. He's New Japan. His contract isn't up with them, so.
Listen, this is tampering. New Japan, you got to stand up for yourself. You guys got to stop letting your talent wrestle on AEW. You guys are getting 1,000% bullied.
Jeff Cobb is the goods.
Nah, Kyle Fletcher is the goods. I put it on that yesterday. Kyle Fletcher is the goods, too. Kyle Fletcher like 3 to 5 years, and he's going to be headlining every single pay-per-view in that company.
Him and his lovely girlfriend, Sky Blue.
1,000%.
Really? They're gonna be headlining that company like crazy.
So I posted it before we went online. I feel like AEW so stacked that they need a brand split, like a full brand split, to utilize their talent. Because there is no reason that Kyle Fletcher isn't on TV every week. Buddy Matthews shouldn't be on TV every week. Malakai Black shouldn't be wrestling every week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're 100%. So stacked. Takeshka should be wrestling every single week or be on TV every single week because Takeshka is that damn good.
Oh, dude, Takeshka's going back to Japan as the hero. That's great. I love what they're doing.
You think it's going to go back to New Japan full time?
No, it's definitely going to be part time, but it's going to be for he'll go for a little bit, but he's definitely bringing that IGWP title back home.
I think he should just go back full time, man. I don't feel like AEW squandering him because don't get me wrong, he's having great matches. But there should be a strap on Takeshka.
No. You don't see what your boy's coming back. You don't see what they're doing right now. Everybody in the Don Callis family is about to have gold. Takeshka, Will Ospreay, Kyle Fletcher already has his. They're all about to be. He's about to have champions.
Ospreay is not beating Roddy Strong. I'm saying that right now.
You think they're gonna? We just talked about Jake Cardigill losing. You think they're gonna let Will Ospreay lose after what he's been doing?
Yeah, the story is a 91 Tiger Driver. He refuses to do it, and that's what costs on the match.
They need to do it, and he needs to, and I hope it doesn't happen, but Roderick needs to put that neck brace on after it happens again. Just go back to
Brooklyn. Go back in the wheelchair? Yep. Oh, that would be wonderful.
That was the best gimmick. Question, though.
What's up?
Do you think AEW has more stars or more future stars? Because they do have a stacked roster.
They got more current stars. Way more current stars.
I would say it's a good happy medium.
I don't think it's a medium. They're super top heavy, bro. They're super duper top heavy.
But the young guys are future. Like they got future stars too, though.
They got some. I say like question. This. What's up?
If you had to pick 3 of their top stars and 3. Of you think of their future stars?
That's an unfair question. You know what I mean? Because you can literally go Omega, Ospreay, Okada. You know what I mean?
Ospreay is technically Ospreay would technically be a future star though.
No, he's a bro. He's already main event.
I would put Ospreay as a future star because he's so young to TV.
He's so young.
No, you guys are. First off, you guys are.
It's his first time on television.
The Japanese don't have TVs?
But if you're not a hardcore fan, you're not watching that.
But the thing is, Ospreay's been wrestling on AEW for a year and a half before his contract, before he even signed there full time. You know what I mean? No, if you watch I'm telling you right now, your reasoning is flawed because most of the people who watch AEW are diehard wrestling fans who used to watch.
They're trying to get new fans.
Yes, but I'm telling you right now, majority of AEW's fan base is people who watch New Japan and Ring of Honor on a weekly basis before AEW became a thing. So most of their fan base already knows who Will Ospreay is, and that's why Will Ospreay is not a future star. He's already a star. He is the star.
Okay, but see what I'm talking about is future star for the company. And I think that's what Dominic King is asking, like future stars, like guys who've been in the company for the last 5 years versus the guys who are just coming in. And if we're talking that, then Will Ospreay is definitely a future star.
I don't think he's already a star. Future star to me is somebody who came up relatively unknown and is making a name for themselves right now. To me, that's what a future star is.
I was just gonna say, what do you? He was borderline.
He was definitely a future star
who became.
You can't say a future star when he's your current world champion.
But he wasn't before. Remember how many times we talked about? Swerve needs this, Swerve needs that. He's the future.
I agree with you. The future is now because Swerve is the current world champion. But the future is now because Swerve is the current world champion. You know what I mean? Swerve's already achieved greatness. If the future from a couple of years,
I'll say 5 years from now, probably even less than that, is going to be Will Ospreay.
Will's already there. Will's going to be fighting for the world championship in 8 months, whether or not he has the international title. Yeah. And he's going to win it. Because honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, I have Will Ospreay losing at Double or Nothing, and I have him beating Swerve for the world title at All In at Wembley.
Oh yeah, that's a given though.
But we can't say that he's a future star, bro. He's a baller. He's already a star. When you talk about future stars, I'm thinking Kyle Fletcher. Who else is gonna come up? Danny Garcia. You can even throw Jungle Boy in there.
You can say Jack Perry. Or just Jack Perry.
You know what I mean?
Darby Allin.
Darby. You can say Darby. I think Darby's a stud. Other than
the last two, I don't consider them the future, but they're almost the pillars.
Yes, but they're still future stars because they're still not main. They're not headlining events. Darby headlined events for a little bit with the benefit of Sting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, bro, Danny Garcia, he's not headlining. He's not headlining PLEs, and that man is talented as hell. Those are future. When you talk about the four pillars, you're talking about the future stars of the company. MJF was a future star, then he became a star. And MJF is already young, is younger than all the guys we mentioned. You know what I mean? He's like, bro, my man hasn't even touched 30 yet, and he's already a world champion. The longest reigning AEW world champion in that company's history. And that man is already a star. You know what I mean? He's not a future star, he's already a star. Will Ospreay is already a star. Swerve is already a star. When we talk about future stars, I'm talking about guys that were relative.
I don't think Swerve was already a star. I think he became
a star. Swerve was a future star, but now he's a star. If you ask me, Swerve Strickland, you know how we say Cody went from undesirable to undeniable?
Yes.
The real person for that is Swerve. Swerve is the real undesirable to undeniable because my man got cut from NXT, a developmental show, went to AEW, and took over the top prize in that company.
He got called up. He got main roster. He went for a little bit. Hit-Row was main roster for a little bit, then he got cut. Then they rehired Hit-Row again.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, my man was on NXT. My man got called up for a little bit, got cut. It wasn't working. And then he went to AEW from undesirable to undeniable, bro. He's the real one. I'm going to keep it a buck. Cody Rhodes, when he asked for his release and he walked out, he had a shit ton of job offers waiting because his last name was Rhodes. And he made it work for him. And he came back as that guy, as he should. But Swerve worked his ass off to be basically a nobody to be the current world champion, as over as he is.
True.
Good point. Valid point.
So, the future,
valid
so, future, So honestly, AEW has more superstars right now than it does future stars, but they do have some future stars. Mm-hmm. If I was to take, if you used to take any roster that you can, I'll take AEW's roster. 1,000%. It's stacked. And that's why I think they need a brand split. This way they can showcase all their talent.
Would you say my guy Hook is a future star? Because he came back?
Hook is a future star. 1,000% he's a future star. He's a stud. Maybe. But he's a future star.
Nick Wayne, future star?
Future star, bro. So everybody in the comments right now, because we are live, or after you hear this episode when we drop tomorrow, or whenever it drops.
Killswitch, that future star?
From Big Brother? That's hilarious. So everybody who's listening to this, let us know, like, what is your definition of a future star in the company? And either company, it can be the E, it could be AEW, it doesn't necessarily matter. Just give it your head, just give us your viewpoints on what a future star is. But AEW stacked, bro. It is so top heavy.
They are stacked.
But if you think about it, they're so top heavy that Okada is holding one of the minor titles and is that guy. You Will Ospreay, if he wins an international title, he's a top star and he's about to have a minor title.
Which people hated on that Dax Harwood matchup on Wednesday night, and I thought it was a great match.
The Dax match? It was all right.
I thought it was a good match. I like that style of wrestling.
I'm not a big Dax guy unless Bullet Club Gold is involved.
But we did have some crazy things. Brandy, also on Wednesday night, your girl went through a table, bro. She hasn't even had a match yet, but she went through a table.
You gotta show us you could take a bump. We haven't seen it.
But you gotta go through a table? There's other ways of taking a bump, bro. You can go through a table.
Go big or go home, bro.
I don't know. Do you think she takes that title off her Willow?
Nah.
100%.
I don't know. I think Jay needs to show up in the ring on Double or Nothing. I think anything less than a stellar performance by her is going to be like, why did you even go to AEW?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to hold you. I'm tired of hearing her talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The CEO gimmick is cool, but at this point, I need you to put up in the ring.
I need a banger.
Like, it's Sasha Banks.
I need a banger. Anything less than a banger, it's like, what are we doing here, sis?
You're going to get a banger. I'm just saying.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a guaranteed banger.
I don't know. I don't think it's guaranteed.
No, I'm saying, I want to shout out my girl. I think we do this every time we get on, but Toni Storm, you know, we always say it, fantastic, fabulous. But I want to say she had a match with Harley Cameron. Harley is not the best in-ring worker. She has all the entertainment you need for in-ring, but you know her work is not always there. But Tony and her had this match, and Tony carried the whole match, and the match was just great.
It was a good match. It was a really good match. I didn't know what to expect from Harley Cameron, honestly, but it was really good.
She's hilarious. I give it to her. She could be the greatest amount of entertainment, and then, you know, Toni Storm just does everything else, which is great. You know, so it's all good.
Yeah.
We also had the EVPs doing the EVP things, and then we saw who is the last partner. Our guy Darby Allin is back. My man apparently healed. Wasn't it a broken leg? Didn't he like shatter his ankle or whatever it was?
He got hit by a bus, bro. You didn't hear about that one?
Yeah.
You didn't hear about that?
Yo, isn't it crazy? My guy Adam Cole suffered a high ankle sprain. He's been out since forever. Darby Allin broke his foot, got hit by a bus, and my man's just back on television to go have a match.
Yeah, broke his nose and everything.
How is that possible?
Right?
Yo, Darby,
what is he made out of at this point? Darby,
he's Gumby. I'm guaranteeing it.
He's Gumby. That's who he is.
He's Gumby. he is
Wolverine.
Yo, I mean, he surpassed at this point. Man, I don't know if I want to say this.
You better have your apology letter ready.
Yeah, I don't know, but damn, man, I was gonna say he surpassed like Jeff Hardy, Cactus Jack, like the Terry, like putting your body on the line.
Oh, that's
and like
a hot
doing
take.
Some crazy things.
I will say he's up I don't. There. He's up. There. I don't
know,
think he surpassed.
Man. He's up there.
He's up there, but I don't think he's there. I don't think he surpassed him. You know what I mean?
Dude,
that's such a hard thing to say.
Just that bump on. real glass, I guess. If they, you know, they use
real glass.
Real glass. Like, come on, who's doing that? I mean, Terry Funk did catch that, did like the real explosion ring, not the AEW pixie dust explosion ring.
I don't know, man.
Adam Copeland is also getting a match too, right? Malakai Black should get that title.
I think it'll be dope. I think it'll be dope at Adam Copeland in the House of Black, because he says if you lose, you got to bend the knee. And I think that'd be fire.
Judgment Day 2.0.
Maybe.
But man, I mean, funny. That's with Rhea's significant other.
Say. That's what everyone's going to say if he joins
with
that group.
Mamacita.
Yeah.
You got to.
But I don't know. I want to say no to the point where, because I don't want to see Edge in another group, another dark group faction again. But yes, because I feel like with Adam there, Copeland, they will get more TV time and more quality matches and more storylines, and they should, because all three of them are quality banger wrestlers, and you can great, put them in the ring.
Great wrestlers, man. It sucks because they're great wrestlers. Buddy's like, a stud. Brody King is a stud. Malakai is a stud.
All three of them need more.
And it sucks because they put them in tag team matches and trios matches. No, Brody, let them, let the House of Black run Collision. You know what I mean? Let them have single matches on Collision and let them ball out, bro, because they're all super talented.
And even though I may not want to see them in that group, but if Adam goes in that group, I feel like that would be better for that group, for that faction. They're going to get more TV time. They're going to get better master story time and everything, because they're not going to put Adam in it and then do nothing with it.
I think that's the worst part of having such a stacked roster, that people miss out. Like, for example, Ricky Starks. He hasn't been on TV in a while, right? There's a speculation that he's not going to re-sign. He's going to go jump ship to the E. We don't know what's going to happen, right? But it's like, Ricky Starks is super talented. He's one of their best in-ring workers and one of their on-the-mic people as well. And he's hasn't been on TV. 100%. Even Big Bill, he's with Poopy Chris Jericho. And the
future star? Future star Ricky Starks?
How old is Ricky Starks?
I don't know.
Yeah, but
I feel like we just saw the surface of what he can do.
I feel like he's a stud, bro. Ricky Starks is a stud, bro. Yeah. Stroke Daddy? God.
Oh, man. 34.
34? Future star.
Oh, man. All right. With that being said, Zombie King, any matches this week?
Not this week, but I got one. The 25th. So the following weekend, Ace Pro Wrestling. I'll be posting it up on my Instagram, so check that out. And you already know. Zombie King Instagram, Zombie King 91 YouTube _ Zombie King _ on X. Posting some stuff. So stay tuned.
It's your boy. Channel Hayes, Channel Theory, Channel Roll, Channel the God, Channel the Prophet. Listen, you know where we at. 4SO. What is that? Four sides. 4SIDESOTR. Guys, I haven't recorded in so long, I forgot our Twitter handle. But you can also follow me at Chanko. CHANCKO _. That is my ex. I won't let you guys know my Instagram handle. I'll be posting pictures of my cute baby. Y'all don't deserve to see it.
No.
I really don't. But this is Brandy Savage, y'all. Y'all can find me at Life and Times, LYFE, on Instagram and Twitter. Please be sure to check out foursidesoftheRing.com. Get yourself right. Get yourself some nice merch. We got some nice Knicks merch on there if you want to support the Knicks, you know what I mean?
Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. I forgot. Yo, shout out to Championship Culture for the
beautiful
t-shirt and Knicks colors.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. I'm Marcus Hernandez. You can follow me at the Marcus Hernandez. But most of all, please follow us on all of our social media. Four Sides of the Ring podcast on Instagram, Four Sides OTR on X. We're on YouTube, Four Sides of the Ring. We're everywhere. TikTok. What's the other one that everyone's using now? The X for Instagram that no one uses? We're on that too.
Threads.
Yeah, there you go.
Do we even post on Threads? Do we even post on Threads?
We're everywhere, Chana. We're out, I even think we're on AIM. Mess with
be
me.
Outside.
We outside. You already know what it is. But hey, ringsiders, most of all, y'all enjoy your weekend. And if you're not enjoying wrestling, you are not watching it right. We will catch you guys next week.
Knicks and six.
Cabo Knicks.